Android and iPhone users, welcome. BlackBerry and Windows Phone users, these phones don't even support podcasting, bro. The podcast going beyond the headlines. This is the Gooply Cast. Here's your host, Matthew Carter.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Gooply Cast. We're live right now on Twitter, Twitch, Facebook, and YouTube. If you can't make our live show, we have an audio-only version, and you can find that on all of your favorite Android and iOS podcasting apps. With us tonight is iPhone Jedi, Matt Evans. Hey, Matt.
Hello.
Ooh. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Also joining us is iMac connoisseur Roy Schlepinski. Hello, Roy.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. How you doing?
Doing good. Happy to be here.
Good to hear. As well as host of Cooking with Tim, Tim Van Claveren. Hey, Tim.
Hello.
How are you, Chef?
I am doing good until about now.
I think that's what you should change your Twitter handler to, Chef Tim.
No.
Ooh.
Can we change his name card to Chef Tim Van Claveren?
And then we should
the entire show.
Yeah.
I think that's a great merch opportunity, a shirt that says Chef Tim.
Yeah, and we could have like a sketch of Tim. Yeah, a picture of Tim, just Chef Tim. That would be a great merch opportunity.
Oh, I love it.
Zoe wants you to be famous on YouTube. Like,
well, we'll have plenty of time to talk about Chef Tim later. Right now, I want to let everyone know that directing the live stream tonight is Joe Meacham. Big thanks to Joe.
What's up, gamers? Tim, you looked really thrilled about that idea. Look very excited.
I don't understand why he doesn't like this idea.
I think it's a hell of an idea, and I think that Zoe would like it.
And we keep talking about it, so that means it has to be good, because that's how good ideas work. You just keep talking about them, and then they happen. Right, Chef Tim?
I have not missed an episode of Cooking with Tim. I'm just saying.
So, tonight, if you didn't already know, we'll be discussing our WWDC Apple ecosystem, operating system, wishes, hopes, and speculations. Was there anything you guys wanted to talk about first? Any hopes or things that you've seen that you absolutely need some of Apple's ecosystem to have? Anything you're excited about?
Well, so I think we should separate this into different categories. And I think what we should do, we didn't really plan this before we came on the air, but we should go through the room first with just iOS, and then iPadOS, watchOS, tvOS, and then macOS. And I think we should just go through and basically go around the room here, so to say, with our wish list for it. So I can kick it off with iOS.
Do we want to start with iOS?
Yeah, I think we should.
Don't want to keep iOS for the end. I feel like iOS is like the crowning one.
No, I think it's fine. Let's keep our viewers that we got right now for the long haul. And I, like I said, I have a lot for each one of the features. So, yeah. So anyway, so, and some of mine kind of cross over. A lot of mine actually cross over between iPad and iOS. So one of them that I really want to see is a reminder, if you leave your phone in your car and you walk away,
it sends
a notification to your watch saying, hey, did you mean to leave your phone in the car? Because I'm often leaving my phone in my charging cradle, because I have wireless charging in the car. So I often leave it in there, and it's in a locked compartment, so you can't mess around with it while you're driving. That's the intention, at least. So the ability to, just send you a little reminder on your watch, if you have a watch, saying, hey, did you remember to grab your iPhone out of the car?
That seems totally doable just because Apple is tracking how fast you're moving. I mean, Google does the same thing. And so having the watch just notice that, hey, you were just moving at like 40 miles an hour, and then you just stop for a little bit and then separate from your phone. I could totally see Apple having the watch notice that you've moved away from your phone and then just pinging you like, hey.
So I think a lot of it would integrate within CarPlay. So if you have a CarPlay system in there and you were connected to CarPlay, you walk away, your watch disconnects from your phone. Like, I think that's a doable feature where they could say, hey, did you mean to leave your phone in the car? So, because some people do, I think. Some people just, you know, walk away and go inside or whatnot for whatever reason. So, I could see where it could get really annoying, though, like if you're getting out to get gas. So, there has to be a distance, I think, eventually once your phone disconnects from Bluetooth.
Maybe when your watch, when your watch disconnects.
Watch disconnects, yeah. So, so one of the other things too is, and I don't know, Chef Tim, maybe you can contribute to this, but, coming like one of the big things my differences between Android and iOS are folders. Folders are a lot different on Android than they are on iOS. iOS has a limited of like, I think it's like 3 rows, for folders. So, like the real estate space that's on the iPhone is essentially of a small little folder in the center of it, but you could fill that whole page. So, you know, either making a folder where you can, you know, swipe and scroll up or down, you know, maybe might be a cool idea rather than swiping over. I don't know. I think they need to redesign folders though, because folders are really old. And again, you're not using all the real estate on your screen, and I feel like that could be a good opportunity for them to do that without trying to crowd up the screen. So reimagine folders is my second wish list idea. And then redesign mail app. The mail app is fairly old. I mean, hasn't really gone through much. It's very basic. There's a lot of third-party mail apps out there that do a lot more features. So I feel like they could do some redesigning of this and add some, you know, long listing new features, you know, that some of these other ones have, you know, perhaps, you know, making it availability so that you use labels rather than folders. So if you're using Gmail like myself, that would be, you know, a good feature for me.
Wait, iOS, the mail app on iOS doesn't have any kind of labeling system?
It does, but it uses folders. So basically you create folders instead of labels. So essentially with labels, you can label multiple things. Essentially what I'd like to see designed for this is basically use the native API apps for the mail app. So make it built for Gmail as well. Because Gmail has a lot of creative features in there that, you know, and let's say they haven't done much with their iCloud mail service in years. So I feel like, you know, supporting labels and allowing you to do more things with labels, custom rules, stuff like that, you know, where you can automatically sort things and stuff like that. You know, there's a lot of different features that a lot of these other mailing apps, smart inbox, you know, so that you see important messages first, stuff like that. A lot of these third-party mail apps are doing already. So, and then native support for custom icons. And so this is kind of confusing because they have custom icons already, but they're enabled by the developers. So the developers can include special icon packs that you can use inside the app. But there's certain ways that you can now do it with shortcuts to be able to make your own icons and use your own icons, which is cool. But like some of the downfalls to it, like if you do that, you don't get badge support anymore. So badges show up when you have like new messages, new text messages. Yeah. So badge support shows the amount of messages you have.
Yeah. But if that you use draconian.
So if you use shortcut apps, you lose that feature because basically you're just making a shortcut to the app, right, and then you're deleting the app icon off of it. So I feel like they could make the ability in the settings feature, and this is a long shot, I feel like, for Apple, but I think it's still something that I want to discuss because I feel like custom icon packs are like really popular right now, but having to go through shortcuts first, you know, and then there's still a little lag between it opening and then also not having the ability to look at badges and see like how many text messages you have waiting.
Yeah.
You know, how many emails, like I don't have many emails, so I don't really worry about that. But yeah, so.
That sounds so hacky. Like some shortcut to get people the custom icons that they want without actually like building a system for it.
Yeah. Well, and they have a system built for it. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's enabled by developers. Developers can add icons, special icons to do it. And a lot of the developers have done that. But if the developer doesn't do that, for example, and you want to change your icon to a special icon pack, like I feel like you know, that would be a good feature to do. So,
yeah, totally agree.
And people have gotten very creative with home screen designs, you know, with shortcuts. So, I'd like to see them build on the native support for custom icons.
Hmm.
And then, this is just another option too for icons, smaller icons on the home screen. So, for example, be able to resize your icons down, whether you want them big or small. I just feel like would be nice. It's been on my wish list for I think 6 years now, so I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see.
I would love.
And that. Does this mean that you could change the grid?
Yeah. So. Well, not necessarily the grid. Yeah, I guess it would be the grid. So you'd change the grid size, well,
like
basically
like
for the icons
or something like that.
Yeah,
I like it.
So if you wanted more icons in your dock, you could make your icons smaller to be able to fit more icons in there. So yeah. And then this is one, like, I don't like to delete my messages off of my iPhone, but an archive feature is like one of my number one requests this year for messages, because like I have messages back from like a few years ago that I just don't want to delete, but I don't want to see them every time I open it. Like every time I open my message app, I have to scroll through to find the text message thread, you know, or whatnot. Like I'd like to be able to save my message thread icons, but not have them in the messaging app. So an archive feature, basically like we have on Android, where you swipe to archive your messages, but it doesn't delete the messages. Just because like that's just a lot to go through. And so all those features would then also cross over to iPadOS for those ones. And then I'll save my iPadOS. I have a couple iPadOS ones, but.
So I also have some iOS wish list wishes, and I think the most interesting one for me is something that is going to maybe be missed by people. Apple is adding a bunch of new accessibility features to iOS 15. One of those is going to be that the Apple Watch will be able to control a cursor on your phone with hand gestures that you make. And so that's actually coming. And what I just want as an extended feature to that is, like, if you're wearing a smartwatch, just really for any OS maker, for you to be reaching for your phone, and then it automatically unlocks so that you don't have to interact with the lock screen at all. I just want the phone to know that your watch is approaching it, and then unlock. That's simple. Then, Apple is also adding a health tracking, rumored to be adding a health tracking system into the health app, and I'm super lazy, so I'm hoping that they use either some kind of machine learning to, like, look through your emails or your receipts or your third-party food apps or something, and then just collect what food you've ordered and then add it into their system. Or some kind of, I don't know, really easy intuitive system to add the meals that you've prepared or the fast food restaurant meals that you've had. Something that maybe McDonald's or Panera or Chick-fil-A could partner with them with. So you could just go into the health app, go to like Chick-fil-A, press exactly what you wanted, and then just be done with it. Because I don't know about you guys, but I feel like if it's really, really easy, I'll track whatever. But if it starts to get, if there starts to be a little bit too much friction, then I just kind of disregard it completely and I don't use it.
I think something that I'd like to see built on off of that maybe would be like, you know, like an NFC chip or something that like when you order at the restaurant, you pay with Apple Pay, like it would automatically see what you ordered, be able to send that information to your health app, and then automatically add the calories in there.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're at the terminal.
Yeah, or vice versa. You have like a little barcode you scan or something at the restaurant. It automatically calculates your calories in there. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
I think that's a little bit more likely than an NFC chip. That NFC chip would be like a whole infrastructure that would have to be built in the food.
Well, not if it's built off of APIs through like, for example, Apple Pay. I think that could somewhat be integrated with Apple Pay.
This sounds like an Apple Card thing to where you want to use the Apple Card just for this feature.
Yeah, and you might have to. You might have to so they can be able to see your purchases and what you're purchasing and then basically calculate what you ordered.
Is there any kind of tracking that's non-automatic in the health app right now that you guys use or are aware of? Because I'm not too aware of what's in the health app.
Well, so
there,
it tracks everything.
There are
everything.
Some things in there that you
can't. Yeah.
Some it tracks everything you. It tracks everything you do off of your Apple Watch. So, essentially, like you know, all your health and fitness information is stored in there. Mine's linked to my, for example, my health app is linked to my healthcare provider, which downloads all my stats and everything. So when I go to the doctor and everything and stuff like that, it's all helped there. You can use third-party integration apps, you know, for tracking your health features. So for example, with tracking how many, tracking like, you know, the calories that you eat, like you were talking about, there's third-party apps that do there. They don't do it automatically. I get what you're saying with that, but there are some out there that are already do that. My wife uses MyFitnessPal, I think, and she tracks all her calories through that, and then it links into her Apple account and health account. So,
I want the health app to be that comprehensive because of what you just mentioned. Like yours collates your medical data. Like imagine if what you eat could be readily accessible by your doctor and your doctor could set flags or something if they notice some type of food that you eat on a certain day might have produced some kind of symptom or something like that. I don't know. I just feel like with Apple's like healthcare infrastructure, it'd be really cool and there'd be a lot of potential. So that's my second thing. My third thing is that Apple is rumored to be adding custom modes where you can set notifications. So like there's silent mode right now, but you could set a morning or an afternoon mode to keep silent certain applications and certain notifications, or allow some to be passed through that are really, really important. And one of the things that I imagine as an extension to that kind of functionality would be if you purchase a movie ticket for a movie, maybe you do that through Apple Pay or something like that, then Siri or just, I don't know, the background process of this new silent mode would ask you if you want to set like a watching movie mode, which would trigger at like 8 o'clock when the movie starts to roll like trailers or something, and then ends when the movie is over. So I think it would add more autonomousness and flexibility to Apple's ecosystem if they were kind of monitoring when you might naturally want this kind of new silent mode, or if you need to set like certain people or certain phone numbers or certain apps to have priority during certain times. I think that I know it'd be cool to see Apple be a little bit more flexible than they normally are.
It would also be really neat to piggyback off that if it could interact with your calendar. And you could set on your calendar like what mode you want your phone to be at that time.
Yeah, that would be that would be a good integration feature too. It already integrates with, for example, like passes. So if you download, for example, when I download my movie pass to go to AMC, when I pop up to AMC, it automatically puts a push notification on my home screen with the pass. So all I really have to do is tap it, and it automatically opens the pass, and they scan it. So I think it could be built off of that feature as well. You know, and I think that would be a great opportunity for it.
So those are my three. Roy or Tim, you guys have any iOS?
Chef Tim,
excuse me, Chef. You guys have any iOS wishes?
Junior. You want to go first, Tim?
Yeah, pretty much Apple. Just watched my video on switching from Android to iOS, and there's all your answers. I'm just kidding.
I'll shoot it off to Tim.
I didn't even think about it, Matt, when you mentioned custom icons, because that was something that I brought up in my original video, and how they're shortcuts right now, and that was like one of the things I disliked the most was shortcuts, and it felt very confusing to set up in a way, and you didn't get your badge number or anything like that. I think if they could just fix shortcuts to make that, to add badge and make it easier to use, then that would be great, or just replace it with custom icons. That's one of them. And then my other things that I wanted to bring up, I don't know if these are features that I just missed out on iOS, so correct me if these are already things that exist, but these are things that my phone got updated to once I switched back to Android. One of them one of them is real-time subtitles. I don't know if this is a thing in iOS, but I have the ability to where if I turn down my audio all the way, there's a little button that has subtitles. You can push that and subtitles will pop up for any app you use.
What?
Which actually works really well. I was using TikTok and live subtitles were working like extremely. I mean, there's a little bit of a delay, like maybe 3 seconds, but it's pretty accurate.
What phone is this that you're using?
OnePlus 7T.
OnePlus 7T, interesting.
And it works really well, but so I don't know if that's a Android wide thing or if that's just OnePlus, but that made me think Apple should do live subtitles. That'd be cool if they did that. And then my next thing is I don't remember if this is even a thing on the iOS, but the battery. What I've noticed is if I leave my phone plugged in and it's getting close to 80%, my phone will stop charging itself and will put it on pause until closer to in the morning, and it will slowly charge itself up to 100% over the course of the entire night. And which actually I've been very surprised works extremely well, and is better for batteries in general when you do that. So if Apple could do something similar to that, where it better like optimize charging for batteries, that would be awesome. I was like, my wife, she had the the battery case from Apple, wasn't too super impressed with it, and I think if it had that feature, I think then she would have probably enjoyed it way more if it had that that feature to be able to stop charging once it's almost full. Those are pretty much close to my, I think those are my three. Yeah, those are pretty much my three, like what I think they should add to iOS next.
Now I'm going to have to like look through my accessibility features and like my sound features on Android, because I would, the way you described it with live captions is that you just like lower the volume all the way, so, and then captions just, you get an option, or does it activate?
I guess you don't have to lower your volume all the way, but it's right there.
So it's just at the bottom.
Yeah,
I think it's I think it's a newer version of Android, Matt.
Oh no!
Yeah,
my Pixel 2 is so old.
It was on Pixel. It was on Pixel last generation. At least
yeah, and it's on my Pixel. It's on my Pixel 4 too.
Yeah, Pixel 5 has it.
Oh no!
You can kind of see it working.
Yeah.
I have a Pixel 4. If you want to buy it, Pixel 4.
Talk after the show. Yeah. Oh no!
I wish
the Gooply after show.
I wish they had that on Apple. I love captions on everything, and I would just always have that on my phone. That's sick.
Yeah,
it is a little delayed, almost like watching captions on like the news, where it's just like a few seconds delayed, but it's still fairly nice.
I'm sure they'll get better at it too, or the program will get better the longer it's out.
Roy, what is on your iOS wish list?
I'm going to kick it off with something that I doubt we will see in iOS 15, that we will probably see in the iPhone 13, and that is an always on display. I love always on
you
displays.
You and always on displays.
On the iPhone. Although I honestly think that it'll probably come with the next iteration of iPhone, probably because this generation doesn't have the battery capacity that Apple, I think, originally wanted, because and that's why we didn't get higher refresh screens this year, which I think is also coming in the iPhone 13 or 12S or whatever they want to call them, this one that they're bringing out this fall. Following up that, and I think everybody here that has messed with iOS can agree with this, I need an app library revamp. I need the ability to either A, switch it off if I didn't want to use it, which I do. I do use app library, don't get me wrong. But the ability to switch it off should be present. If I have all my screens on, I should be able to not have app library. That's stupid. I should also have the ability to turn on or off the smart organization and have the ability to organize it myself. I know, Tim, that you're not a big fan of the way that iOS organizes the app library. I've learned where all my apps are through the iOS organization, so it's not a huge issue for me. It was when I first started using it, when I cut myself down to one screen. And then after the course of the summer, while Matt and I were on the developer preview, I just kind of got used to it. I'd like to see the control center kind of get a review.
Are you guys frozen?
No. I'm here.
So I just want to piggyback off of that too, because I like your idea. The app library doesn't really bother me as much, because when I go into the app library, I just go to the top search feature and I type in the app that I'm looking for, or I swipe down. I don't really care. Like if I'm looking for the Slack app or whatever, I'll just swipe down to the search feature, search for the app that I'm looking for, and then just tap it at the top rather than using the app library. So Tim, I noticed that was one of your feedbacks in your video and stuff like that, but like, I mean, it is annoying that you can't move that thing around, but I don't really think I need it as a feature, because the ability just to search for the app is good enough for me.
Well, I mean, I don't use the search feature very often. Like I said, I learned where all my apps are for the most part, and I'm able to just use the smart organization. Another thing they could do is give us the default of how we have the app or library laid out. So by default, you get the grid and it's organized everything, and you can pull down and you have it everything by alphabetical. And maybe they give you the option of using that as your default view for the app library, similar to how the app drawer works on Android, where everything's alphabetically. So maybe I scroll over to my app library screen and I automatically just have an alphabetical list or something.
That's a good question.
I think the app library is an idea that was great. Huh?
My question is just, what's so that? The app library, is it not organized. So the app library, from my understanding, is you swipe over to some other page, and then all of your apps are grouped into whatever Apple thinks they should be grouped into. Have I gotten it correct so far?
Yeah, it's like, it's like categories.
Apple categorized it.
Automatic categories. And yeah. Are they not then alphabetical within those categories?
No.
It's
not a library at all.
It feels arbitrary.
If you open the folder, they're alphabetical. So you see how Tim just opened the folder there? It'll be alphabetical, but it shows you three large icons and then a grouping of smaller icons. The three large icons that it shows you in the folder are the icons that it machine learns as the ones you use the most in that category.
I see.
I think the app library was a great idea in essence, but there's a lot of room for improvement there.
It sounds like there's a lot going on
in
that small
space. Some of the ways that Apple categorizes. There is. But there's a lot that Apple could improve upon there. There's things that they would have categorized in certain ways that I wouldn't have necessarily categorized in that category. But I digress. I'd like to see I'd like to see more control over the app library. That's what I want.
I want to
not
be able
that I'm
to...
unhappy with it completely. I'm not nearly as unhappy as Tim is.
Yeah,
That's all I have on the app library.
I feel you, and this was the point that I was going to bring up. So I hate the app library. I'm on Tim's side with this one. I think it's garbage. I really wish you could edit the boxes. I really wish you could change placements. The most infuriating thing is just like how it categorizes some things. Like, why is Twitch under creativity but YouTube's under entertainment? And it's just full of like small things like that that don't really make sense. And coming from...
Just give me the control.
Yeah, just give me the control. Or just let me get rid of it completely and have what I had on my Pixel where I just scroll up and then go exactly where I need to go in the alphabetical ordering. The current way is just so bad.
So Joe, I challenge you to try the search feature for a week. And then I think that will answer... Like, even if Apple doesn't change it, like, I feel like that will answer your... part of what you've described as, you know, being useless.
I dislike it so much that I've just like, I don't ever go to that screen unless I super.
I don't go either. I just swipe down. I type in the app that I'm looking for. So if I'm looking for Twitch, I just type in Twitch. I swipe down from the feature. I just type in Twitch. Boom, it's right there.
I didn't know that was a thing. That's definitely. I'm never using the app library again.
I don't use the app library unless I have to delete an app.
Yeah.
Like, literally. That's the only reason why I go over to the app library.
Today
I use app library every
day. Try it out and tell me how you like it next week.
Yeah, I'll get back to you about it.
I guarantee you're using it for a week.
So you're talking about using the spotlight screen. Yeah.
Yep. So I just swipe down.
Next thing on my list is a revamped Control Center. I think Control Center is great. It's also gotten a little stale, in my opinion. I'm not sure what I want to see, but I'd like to see it revamped, a little more functionality. You know, Control Center. I do like that I can add that there's quite a bit that I can add or take away from Control Center, but I'd like to see Control Center get a facelift. One of the things that I think would be really cool is if they added complications to the lock screen. Instead of like your little notification bars, if you could have complications instead. And for those of you who don't know what complications are, they're the things on your watch that like weather, messages. I don't care whether you like it or not, Matt. I love the idea of complications. If I could have a complication on my lock screen that shows the messages icon and have like two or three number in there, tells me how many I have, that's what I want. This is not your wish list, Matt. This is mine.
No. Apple, if you are listening, no.
Go
absolutely
hand
you're not
your
friend.
No. Complications.
Why not?
Will destroy the home screen. No.
What about the lock
not
screen?
Not the home screen, the lock
or
screen.
The lock screen. The lock screen. No.
Well,
the lock screen is already bad.
I completely agree. There's a lot they could do with the lock screen.
I agree with you, Roy. Give us complications.
No.
God, no.
Thank you.
I love seeing the weather on my Pixel on the lock screen.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's nice.
Thank you, Joe. Widgets. I love that iOS added widgets, but widgets look nice, but they suck in functionality. I know I want them to be more interactive. You know, like if I have, first of all, Apple's music widget is really horrible for Apple Music. But there's a third party app that uses Apple Music called Soar, and it gives me play, forward, backwards buttons on the widget. But if you have a widget that has any functionality to it that doesn't just open the app up, what it does is it works like the shortcuts did for icons. It'll briefly open the app up for like a split second, then close the app back down.
Ew.
So like if I want to press pause on my Soar widget on my music, it'll bring the app up for like a microsecond, then just close the app back down and perform the function. And it only refreshes the data every so often. It doesn't refresh it in real time. So like when it shows my music playing and my music coming up next, sometimes it's showing me the completely wrong song because it's already moved on to the next song and the widget hasn't refreshed. So iOS 14 widgets were a great starting point. Let's move on and make them better.
And put them on the lock screen.
Apple Music is already on the lock screen, but
okay.
I think the thing to note here about widgets is widgets are a first run product. So when you think about widgets, they're only going to improve. They're only going to improve. I understand your frustration with some of the widgets and stuff like that. And I think it's just that they need to continue to build on the APIs and the ability for developers to integrate with it. You know, and there's a lot of things that I feel like they could do with widgets, but I didn't make anything up on my wish list because it is first run product. Like I said, so
yeah, but it's Apple who has $1 trillion, and these are the widgets that we get. They hold things back until they're right for people.
They put Google in their place. Google is redesigning widgets after how many years of letting it go to like crap?
Just because Google has bad widgets doesn't mean that iOS can also have bad widgets.
So, like I said though, like that was a first run development, you know. I think that they will continue to grow and develop it with it. So
I'm just saying that I hope over the last year they've been working on widgets and we get to see like a revamped widgets 2.0 with this iOS, because the way widgets are is they're great in a lot of ways, but they're bad in some ways, and I want to see more functionality come to widgets. That's all.
Agree.
I think you can agree with me on this next point, Matt. It's time for Dark Sky to get integrated into the weather app.
I think it's mostly just waiting for their contract to run out with Weather Central or weather.com or whatever it is, because I think they're still in contract with them for providing weather data for the iPhone. So, or I think it's the Weather Channel or something, whatever their service is. I think they're just waiting for that to run out, and then I think that will get integrated into it. I definitely agree with you. It's time for they've spent a lot of money on Dark Sky. They should at least give you a widget for it.
This next one I'm not going to go too much into because we all know it's true and I'm sure it's coming. And that's just Siri needs an upgrade. She needs a upgrade to be more competitive with Google and Alexa. I'm not going to go into it more than that. Just Siri needs an upgrade. I also put down the ability to change icons, you know, third party icons with badges. I think that we all agree on that one. iOS 14 showed us what it could be. It's time for Apple to put that more in the control of the user to give their phone the facelift they want and introduce some sort of icon theming pack sort of thing. The last thing on my list is, I put down iMessage overhaul. I don't necessarily need a complete overhaul in iMessage, but I would really like the feature of scheduling a message to be sent through iMessage. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of times where like I'll wake up in the morning and I'm waking up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and I have messages to respond to, but people are asleep. And yeah, I can send them a message, but I feel like a jerk being the person who sends a message at 5 o'clock in the morning, because what happens if it wakes them up? Maybe they don't have their phone on silent. Maybe they're not one of those. I don't want to wake them up, but the ADHD in me is going to forget at 8 o'clock to send them a message. And then next thing you know, it's like 7 o'clock at night and be like, sorry, I ignored you all day. I want a scheduled message.
That's why you never respond to my message in the morning.
That is exactly why. If you text me
you can message me. Don't bother me at all, because your message is not going to wake me up. It is literally on do not disturb mode. And sorry, you're not a VIP contact. So.
Ouch. That's okay. I don't think you're a VIP contact for me. Actually, I think you are. I think you complained about not being a VIP contact, so I made you one.
Sounds about right.
You're a VIP contact.
Ooh.
You are being removed right now.
It's a one-way relationship.
I will add you to VIP. Don't worry. But you still won't wake me up. You still won't wake me up because I sleep with headphones in anyway, so.
Think that it would be cool if we had the ability to schedule messages to be sent. And I know that's a lot of people want that feature across iOS and Android in general. That is all I have for.
So we're kind of running out of time, but so let's just move right into iPad OS. Again, a lot of my features were based off of that. But I'm just going to say, I want the app library. I know it's crappy version of the app library, but I want the app library on iPad OS because I don't like all the apps on my home screen. I'd like to just fish them somewhere where I don't have to see them, you know? Sure, I could put them on another page, but I just don't want them on there. Like I'd rather just make them disappear, use the search feature when I need it. And that's my biggest thing for iPad OS.
I didn't realize they didn't have that on iPad OS. It's weird that they introduced that to iOS and didn't bring some iteration of that to iPad OS. I realize they're two different operating systems.
Here's the other thing too. So you can lower your size of your icons to be smaller on iPad OS. You don't really change your grid size, I don't think, but you can basically make the icon slightly smaller. I don't know what the sizing of it is, but there is the ability to make icons bigger and smaller on there. So that's kind of a toss up between, you know, what I said earlier about making icons smaller. You're not really resizing them though. And then I would just reiterate that I'd like to see widgets also on the iPad too. We don't have widgets on the iPad. They are on the iPad, but they're not on the home screen itself. They're on the widget side when you swipe over. That's where the widgets are.
The widget screen.
Yeah, and you can make that side screen be on your home page all the time, which is what I do. But like, I'd like to be able to integrate and do what I do with the widgets on the iPhone and be able to move them around and put them in different sections of the iPad. So those are the two features that I have for iPad OS. I realize that I'm pretty much the only one with an iPad here, I think. So
the current updated version of iPad, yes.
Yes. I have an old iPad mini, first or second gen,
I have a first gen iPad mini.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys don't count, but yeah, that's again.
I would like iPad OS to my iPad mini.
That's not gonna happen. Anybody else have comments on?
The one thing that I saw for iPad OS was that they're adding support for third-party eye tracking devices, which I don't know. I haven't actually seen what those look like either on phones or on tablets. So I'll be looking more into whatever the heck like you could pick up that will, and how like sensitive it is. Because if I can just look at an iPad with my eyes and have it be relatively responsive, I don't know. It sounds kind of cool.
Exactly. That would be a cool feature.
But that is it for me for iPad.
Tim, do you have anything on iPad?
I'm with Jeff Roy. I want to use my iPad Mini 1 with iOS or iPad OS. Newest
okay,
version.
So basically nobody has anything else. Okay, so we can move on to watchOS. And I'll just say I don't have a lot for WatchOS. I think WatchOS is built really well. I would just like third party complications to be better. Third party watch faces for the ability. Those are basically strictly all that I'd like to see on the watch. I think it is definitely a very well put together device. So I don't feel like they need to go all out on the features, other than custom watch faces.
There is not a darn thing that I could think of that I even last year when they brought out WatchOS 7, there wasn't anything I could think of that I really wanted aside from like a third party watch face, even if it's a third party watch face store, the ability to have third party developers design watch faces. There is not a darn thing that I could think of that I wanted added to WatchOS, because WatchOS does everything that I want it to do. To me, it works perfectly with the iPhone the way that I want it to, the way that I need it to. And I can't think of anything to add to it. I can think of things hardware wise to add to the watch. That'll come, obviously when we get closer to device announcements this fall. But software wise, I think WatchOS is fairly solid.
I've got one.
Tim would like it to sync to the iPhone.
I want better syncing to work so it doesn't suck at syncing to the iPhone.
Bring that with you when you come down on Thursday. We'll see if we can get it to work on my phone.
I will.
I give him like 5 minutes and it's synced.
It's if you get it synced, I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be angry. I would have thrown my iPhone, but I no longer have it, so I can't throw an iPhone.
All right. Okay, so TVOS. Does anybody have anything on TVOS? I guess Roy and I are the only ones with an Apple TV.
I just within the last few months started using TVOS, so I don't think I've gotten to a point where I've fully really explored TVOS enough to make assumptions about what I would want to see in TVOS. Once again, hardware wise, I think a better performing TVOS for things like Apple Arcade should be on the horizon for Apple. I've gotten a friend to start playing Fantasian on Apple TV. He got an Apple TV so he could play Apple Arcade. And he says it works mostly okay. There is some stuttering, some crashing, and I feel like that's probably hardware related. But there's not a whole lot I can think of off the top of my head feature wise, because like I said, I just started using it myself.
So I think I'm very happy with my TV, Apple TV. I own three Apple TVs. I own one in my living room. I own one in my office and in the bedroom. It is my primary media devices for streaming everything throughout the apartment. One thing that I would like to see is the home app built into it so that I can pull up my surveillance cameras and look at that. I can control my lights basically from it. I think it's time to have home integrated into the Apple TV. And then the second feature that I would like to see is basically the home screen redesigned. It's a little outdated. It's been the way the same it has been for a while. I don't really have any concepts or ideas on how to design it, but I just feel like they could do something a little different by either making, some of the icons a little bit smaller. I don't know, but I feel like we could do a little more with the home screen to make it a little more user-friendly. But like I said, I don't have any concepts on that, but I'd be interested to see what other people do.
One question I have for TVOS, can you cast things to it, kind of like a Chromecast?
Yep. So you can, with your iPad, you can AirPlay it to the Apple TV. So I do that a lot. You can mirror your iPhone too as well. So you can, if you have an iPad or an iPhone, you can mirror it so you can see what's on there. For example, so if they don't support casting or, sending AirPlay to it, then you can mirror it so you can see the screen itself.
Okay. And is that something that, say you wanted to watch a YouTube video or something, do you just hit the casting button in YouTube that has like the TV icon with the little slashes in the corner, or does it look different?
So you swipe down from control center, and then there's a casting, there's a display casting icon, basically. And you just cast it there.
You can do it inside some of the apps. I had to open up some of the apps and use their casting button, and it shows my Apple TV listing.
Okay. So the workaround, the best thing to do with that, though, instead of casting your YouTube, is just to open up the YouTube app on the Apple TV and play it from there. It's a very friendly, very easy to use YouTube, especially with Siri. Like, if you want to search for certain things, you can do it all with it. So
I'm asking because, like, you have some friends over or something like that, and then they want to show off some video or something that they found, and with at least with a Chromecast, anybody can be on YouTube on their device, and as long as they're connected to your Wi-Fi network, no matter what device they have, they can just cast it to the Chromecast and have it show up on the TV. But I don't know if that's similar with the Apple TV too. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And then so the last thing we basically to talk about is macOS. I don't have a lot on macOS, which is kind of why I wanted to save it till the end. But like I said, I'd like to see all the archive features and stuff like that come to it, where I could archive my chats. I'm sure it will, because the iPad app or the iMessage app now mirrors the iPhone and the iPad. It's built on the same technology and the same software. One of the things that I'd like to see done, though, is just, we got a lot of interfaces and redesigned things. They introduced like a control center type option up there, but I would like to be able to do third-party customizations inside that control center. So if I want to move some of my, for example, I have a calendar, I have my VPN Surfshark is up here on the top menu bar. It's basically the menu at the top, and I can pull it down. Like, I'd like to be able to either hide those or be able to integrate them into like a control center, you know, where I tap it and then it pulls out all my icons at the top, like similar to what Windows does at the taskbar at the bottom, you know, to the right down there. I don't know what that's actually called, but you know, where the Wi-Fi connection and stuff is, like if it just minimized it, that would be good. And then I wouldn't mind seeing some type of widgets of some sort, you know, on the home screen. We did get widgets in there as well, but being able to use the widgets on the home screen, I feel would be nice, just to have like the weather on there, or whatnot, would be kind of fun.
There's no widgets or like third party applications that can stand as widgets that you're aware of right now.
No. They can. We have widgets on the iPad or on the iMac.
On Mac.
The Mac. So you tap your menu, your time button up there, and basically it's a slide over feature, and it just slides over your desktop, so it's all transparent. And then it shows like widgets at the bottom. It shows your notifications at the top. So basically you have notification center. And then at the bottom, it shows widgets, and you can edit the widgets and you can put calendar widgets and stuff like that. But to have those be permanently on your home screen,
you want them like free floating to move around to pin wherever you want.
They're very much like widgets on there are very much like on the iPad, for example, but you can make, even if they don't let us customize it, like where to put the widgets on there, if we could just leave that notification center open at all times and it be a part of the desktop, I would be okay with that as well. But just something where I can keep the widgets, because I would like to see the weather on there, you know, or my calendar, you know, or something, the ability to keep on there. So I think either deattach widgets from the widget center or making the widget center permanent on your home screen would be nice.
I mean, that would be easy. You could still have it pinned to one of the corners of your screen, whichever screen you prefer. And if you have it on the same side as the notification shade or whatever it's called on Mac OS, the widgets and everything could just move over and then move back. Super easy. Exactly. Or be covered, whatever. Yeah. Okay.
So that's basically all I have for Mac OS. Do you have anything, Roy? I know you're...
No, I think Mac OS is, once again, fairly solid. I've only been using Mac OS for a little over a year. I mean, Big Sur is basically my first real foray into macOS. I mean, Catalina was out for just a short amount of time before Big Sur was announced. So I think I might have a little bit more to say next year when I've kind of seen you know, what they changed this year and kind of go from there.
Yeah. Tim, you've been on macOS in the past. Do you have any love-hate features that you like or something you'd like to see on the Mac?
It's a pretty solid operating system. I can't really think of anything that screams at me every time I use it. It's pretty solid, so I've got nothing.
Software update to allow dual screens on the M1 Max.
Sure, that's on everybody. That's on everybody's wish list this year. So,
well, on mine, and it. I don't even have a plan to get one.
There you have it. There's our wish list for 2021 software updates.
And WWDC will be next week on next Monday.
Next Monday will be the keynote.
7th. Of June. So we'll find out what Apple is doing with all of their operating systems, as well as what new toys and APIs they have for developers. Was there anything else you guys wanted to share? If not, we can cut it here.
I don't have anything else.
All right, sounds good then. So we want to give a big thank you to everyone here for joining us live on this episode of the Goopley Cast, and a big thanks to you if you're listening. Look for our replays on YouTube and the podcast version of our episodes on all your favorite podcasting apps, including iHeartRadio. Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook, so that way you'll get notified when we go live with this show, and you can join in, and also for when we share new tech-related content. I've been your host, Matt Carter. For Matt, Roy, Tim, and Joe, thank you so much for watching and listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Goopley Cast.
Thanks for listening to the Goopley Cast. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Visit us on social media at Goopley. And remember, you can stream the Goopley Cast on your favorite podcasting app or Goopley.com.